Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Developed by Horsemen, HorseBills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at HorseBills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at iconic Santa Anita Park. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll be joined by my co-host, John Lindo, in just a minute. Full cards of racing throughout the country today, starting at Santa Anita, 9 races, and I believe first post time was adjusted to 1:10 p.m. today from 1 o'clock. I saw that online. 2 stakes races, the $100,000 Irish O'Brien going as the 7th, and the Grade $300,000 San Luis Rey going as race 9. Fairgrounds has their huge 14-race card. It's Louisiana Derby Day there. At Turfway Park, they're running day races today. It's the Jeff Ruby Stakes going as the 12th of 13. We'll also have coverage from Oaklawn Park and Gulfstream Park with that coast-to-coast play. John Lindo, good morning. Lots going on today.
Absolutely. Good morning. Yesterday was the first day of spring, but you'd never know it. It feels like summertime out there. We're going to be warm again today at Santa Anita.
Yeah, it was a high 90s yesterday, and it's going to run all the way through next weekend, being in the high 80s, low 90s. So this is definitely a little bit more than we're used to for fall weather. John, let's start with a wrap-up of the NHC. We were both over in Las Vegas last week, did the show there from the Horseshoe on Saturday, had a great time. And what a thrilling way to end this three-day contest with local Santa Anita player Dylan Donnelly hitting the last race and winning the NHC by 84 cents.
Just a tremendous tournament top to bottom. And like you say, the last race of the contest last Sunday was the fifth race at Santa Anita. And Dylan Donnelly, who, if you play tournaments in Southern California, you know how good Dylan Donnelly is. He's been right at the top for quite a while. He's a young guy, but he's an awesome tournament player. He ended up picking Crazy Cavalier in that fifth race, who loops the field to get the job done at 10-1 over a horse named None Above the Law, who the Frank Polk, who was third going into the final race, and Dylan Donnelly was fourth going into the final race of the contest. So Dylan catches a 10-1 shot. Over a 10-1 shot, None Above the Law. We had to wait for the final results to see what the payoffs were because it was so close. And in the end, Dylan Donnelly had a grand total of $342.84 in winning wagers. Frank Polk, who ran second in that final race in the contest, had $342. So for that 84 cents, Dylan Donnelly picked up first prize of $825,000 and an Eclipse Award. Frank Polk finished second with $300,000. How about a shout-out to the 2025 NHC champion, Dan Piazza? He finished sixth. He picked up $100,000. And a good buddy of mine, Ken Jordan, finished eighth and picked up $85,000. This out of 825 players playing for a grand total of over $5 million in the tournaments out there. Terrific tournament top to bottom. What a way to finish. It was really nerve-wracking until the photo and the official sign went up.
Yeah, and because you had to wait for the prices, John. Into that race, Dylan Donnelly was about $25 behind Frank Polk. The difference was in the place price. Two 10-1s, but Crazy Cavalier paid $15 to place, and None Above the Law paid $12 to place. If you're Frank Polk, that's one of the all-time lifetime bad beats. If his horse pays a dollar more to place, he becomes the champ and gets the 825. So, John, that 84-cent difference in reality was worth $525,000 in purse money. This was spread out, by the way, the 84 cents difference over 3 days, 53 plays made. So it's pretty incredible, that margin, John. And it was thrilling to be there. I came home Sunday morning, but I was listening to it on the simulcast over Sirius Radio with Steve Bick and Hammer. So I got to kind of take it in, and I was home in time to watch that. And it was really fun being there. The experience was great. I had been in the NHC 10 years ago, did not remember having as much fun as I did this year. And I'm already looking forward to next year, John. Get you qualified. We're going to be out there playing at the same time. Table. You mentioned Dan Piazza. Last year's winner finished sixth. Dylan Donnelly had made the final table last year. He wins it this year. No one has ever won the NHC twice. But I got to say, John, from playing in these tournaments over the last few years, when you see the name Dylan Donnelly on the entry board, you know he's the one to beat. The word great is vastly overused, but Dylan Donnelly is a great handicapper and a great tournament player. He's only 34 years old. Kevin Modesti wrote a great column about him on the front. There's that word great, John, before the NHC. And if you know the backstory, which I didn't, I mean, Dylan's in a wheelchair. He's paralyzed. He was in a terrible motorhome accident 9 years ago, and he has just showed perseverance and courage. He's a very easy guy to root for, John.
And, you know, he was pretty far back after the first day, but he started creeping up the board, and I saw his name starting to get in when they had the cut down to the top 83 after the end of Saturday. And, you know, he wasn't that far away. You guys better watch out. Here he comes. and he kept working his way forward and working his way forward. And when you got into the top 10, anything goes, and Dylan is not afraid to take his shots, and he caught the right winner there. And, you know, when you see an 84-cent difference, we talk about what a difference it makes with the CAW wagering. You know, something like that could have a $500,000 impact if those odds, you know, let's say you bet that 10-to-1 shot and the gates open and the horse goes off at 6. So these are the things that why we complain about it and what we're betting based on value, and so are the handicappers in these kind of tournaments.
All right, let's switch topics, John, and now let's go to our weekly HISA update. HISA and Churchill Downs are battling. They're in a lawsuit over outstanding dues and interest that CDI owes to the authority. And, John, HISA threatening to pull the simulcast signal on Churchill Downs as we're, what, about 4 or 5 weeks? Well, how far are we in front of the Derby
about
here?
Seven weeks in front.
Just what the sport needs, right, John? HISA and Churchill battling it out with a threat over our biggest weekend in racing.
Well, it was announced Monday by the panel of board members at HISA, which is the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, that the 2025 dues for the HISA services were not paid by CDI for their tracks, which include Churchill, Turfway Park, Ellis Park, and Presque Isle Downs. So they put out the moratorium, the HISA, that they need the unpaid dues and interest paid within the next 10 days, which would be to March 26th. Or as part of their deal, HISA controls the ability to eliminate the signal being sent from racetracks to out-of-state locations. So theoretically, HISA has the power, if they're not paid by the CDI to cover Churchill Downs, to not send out that signal for the Churchill Downs races coming up, and that includes the Kentucky Derby. And part of this whole impasse is that the fees were based, they were kind of weighted. They were based on the number of starts and weighted by the purse amounts that were given out at the racetracks. In other words, the tracks giving out the most purse money would pay the biggest fees. Well, Churchill Downs was arguing, well, they should just based on the amount of starts because you do the same amount of work. And starting this year, 2026, that will be the case. But previously, based on those other numbers, Churchill did not want to pay that. So what is happening right now, HISA is just requesting the payments based on what would be the 2026 statute for how they pay, determine the fees. They want that minimum paid up in the next 10 days, or else it's possible that the signal could be lost. And, you know, it seems like there's always an argument about the Churchill Downs signal this time of year. Obviously, Churchill's in a position of strength with the Derby coming up. Everybody wants to watch and wager on that. So we'll see where it goes. But we have a hard deadline of the 26th. And then, you know, if it's not paid, we'll see what HISA does.
Well, this will be worked out, John, because there's just too much money on the line. The Derby Day simulcast generates $336 million on Derby Day, $222 million bet on last year's Kentucky Derby alone. So there's just too much money on the line here to be fighting over a couple million dollars here. It will be resolved, but who knows when, because we've seen these things go down to the 11th hour. John, speaking of HISA, Kent DeSormo got a whip suspension on his ride aboard Balladeer in last Saturday's seventh race, and Kent didn't just go one or two over the six strike limit. He got up to 14 on that whip violation, John.
Yeah, that's what jumped out. A whip violation, fine. Well, what's the story here? You know, the whip limit is six. Well, Balladeer got beat half a nose in a wild finish last week at Santa Anita. DeSormo used his whip 14 times. That was eight over the limit. So instead of just suspending DeSormo for a day and giving him a fine, he got a $750 fine. He was suspended three racing days. That'll be toward the end of the month, starting March 29th. And they made the owners get back the purse money. So the horse was disqualified for all earnings for running second. And so everybody, including the trainer, has to get back his fees. So that was a new one. But 14 times, you know, and again, he's riding to win. I understand, you know, what the case is. The horse may be responding and you get beat a dirty nose like that. But That was going to the extreme for Kent DeSormo.
Another local jock, Armando Aguilar, is going to be facing, John, some suspension time as well.
He rode a winner last week at Santa Anita last week in Mongolian Max, but when he tried to split horses, he got in tight quarters around the far turn, kind of came in a little bit, and the horse is inside Elegant Life. Got bounced around, and the jockey, Pablo Castillo, on him was unseated. It was a dangerous situation, and yes, he was disqualified rightfully, and yes, Armando Aguilar got a suspension. But in this day of an age of three-day weeks at Santa Anita and racing in Southern California, they handed him a 10-day suspension, which basically puts him out for over 3 weeks in April. Plus, we don't race the weekend after the Santa Anita Derby, so that April 10th through 12th weekend, Santa Anita is dark. So basically they suspended Armando Aguilar for a month, and that's an awful lot. I can understand an extended suspension over the regular 3 days, but to take a guy out of his business for 1 month, that seems like a lot to me.
Well, John, the craziness of March Madness has started. The first weekend coming up, the full tournament started on Thursday, so we need to not that the South Point needs any more rooms filled this weekend, but this thing goes for a couple more weeks. And we saw the ballroom, we saw the pictures, full of people, great pricing there. So let's get the number out for the South Point. Your selection sheet, the Lindo Report, appears there every racing day, and we want to get your pick as well.
Well, Sweet 16 is next weekend. You can get out to the South Point, 866-780-7223. Ask Steve Johnson how you can get set up with a Thoroughbred LA right there. And, 2,000 seats in that ballroom in the exhibit hall, and they're using them all playing in the March Madness. And for a radio play for me, I did not only Santa Anita, but I did the All-Stakes Pick 5 at Fairgrounds with the Louisiana Derby there today. I'm going to go to Fairgrounds race number 8. Number one, Nine Part, showed last time that he can handle the turf. He won easily in his first turf sprint at Fairgrounds. The rails are at zero today, and when they take those rails back to the normal setting at Fairgrounds, the inside is where you want to be. 3-1 on a horse that's 5-for-6 lifetime, a neck away from being unbeaten. Jose Ortiz aboard. If I can get the 3-1, I'll take it. Number one, Nine Part, race number 8. The Costa Rising Stakes at Fairgrounds. And, Bob, not only do I want to get a pick from you, but I want to find out, too, you're a basketball guy. Let's get a March Madness selection from you, too.
Yeah, I didn't put out my handicapping sheet today. I just felt the fields were too short at Santa Anita. So let's start with basketball. John, I want to go back to your Lindo report real quick. You did Santa Anita and the Coast to Coast, as well as that late pick five and all stakes pick five at Fairgrounds. So plenty of information there at today's racingdigest.com. John, how about let's start with hoops. At this time of the year for me, in Izzo, we trust. Tom Izzo, the coach of Michigan State, just has an incredible record of doing well early in the tournament. They play Louisville today, and I think they're going to cover that 4.5 points or 5-point spread. I've seen it both ways. So my basketball play is Michigan State giving the points. That tips off at 11:45. And even though I didn't do a sheet today, I do like one play today, and I'll go all the way to the ninth and final. That's the San Luis Rey at 1.5 miles on the turf. And, John, I don't know if this horse will run this far or if he's quite this good, but Watsonville could have as many length lead as he wants. I mean, this is a field of horses that all really want to come from pretty far back. I think Watsonville potentially could have a 5-length lead turning for home. We'll see if he can get the 1.5 miles. We'll see if he's this good. But at 12-1 on the morning line, I'm willing to take that chance. Main threat to me could be the sharp Mondego for Michael McCarthy, who's 6-1. So that's an attractive exacta box to me. Watsonville over Mondego. Box him in the exacta. That's my radio play. We're late on the break. Let's take it now. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from today's racingdigest.com and Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. That's the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Saturday night. 9 o'clock. Angels Ringo.
AM 830.
Attention fried chicken lovers! Santa Anita invites you to the ultimate foodie experience at our Fried Chicken Trackside event curated by Smorgasburg. Come out today for a finger-licking good time as we bring together the best fried chicken vendors, great drinks, and world-class racing. And of course, our wagering menu brings together some exciting possibilities with our low takeout bets and our big fields. Terrific low takeout wagers today include two pick fours, two pick fives, a $3 late pick three, the ever-popular coast-to-coast pick five, and the $5 late daily double. One of my best bets today comes in race number seven. I love number one, Grand Slam Smile. She drops from that big grade two, and this fan-favorite wind machine will be taking her picture after the races. You can get all the details on the fried chicken event and all the world-class racing at SantaAnita.com.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, as we talk about our cowbreds today, we've got one of them running in the $1 million Louisiana Derby, and the Irish O'Brien Stakes today is for cowbreds at Santa Anita.
Right, lots of cowbred stakes action. Let's wish best of luck to Pavlovian, who drew the rail in the $1 million Louisiana Derby. He won the Sunland Derby in his last start. Edwin Maldonado down to ride Pavlovian for trainer Doug O'Neill. So best of luck to Pavlovian there. And in just a minute, we're going to talk about the Irish O'Brien Stakes down the hill at Santa Anita. That's for cowbreds. Good field of fillies and mares here. And one of my favorites in that race, Grand Slam Smile.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest. And, of course, Bob's graded handicap appears in all the Southern California newspaper group papers. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing really well, Bob. And word came out this week. It was announced that trainer Bob Baffert is going to split his stable between Santa Anita and Kentucky and Churchill Downs and send a significant number of horses to run during the Churchill Downs meet. Just your reaction to that, Bob.
Well, actually, it's not really that surprising given the circumstances in California right now. A lot of short fields. The purses aren't as great as they are in Kentucky, so I understand it. He also has a lot of horses that have the similar type conditions. So that way you're guaranteed these horses don't have to run against each other or that races will fill. So I understand it. You know, he's not the first trainer that's done it in California. To name three, we have Peter Miller, Pete Erton, and Phil D'Amato have all sent horses out of town and, you know, have had success. So I understand it, and I don't think Bob will ever totally abandon California, but I understand why he's doing what he's doing at this moment.
Certainly a sign of the times. Bob wanted you to preview the aforementioned Irish O'Brien going as the seventh race, and the favorite in there, and rightfully so, is one of our favorites on the show, Grand Slam Smile. She drew the rail today.
Yeah, you know, she's obviously the best horse in here. You know, if she fires her best shot, she was in a grade two last time. She chased a very talented Thought Process, ran decently, but now she's back with the state breads today, so she'll be very tough to beat. Billy Anton George, who's had success with her, is riding her today. You know, he's not riding on this circuit anymore, but he's in to ride her today. And if she runs her race, she'll be very tough to beat. I guess the two alternatives to her would be Take Another Card and Prancing Through Paris. Have both chased her before and have had success on the San Anita turf course. But if Grand Slam Smile gets a clean trip and runs a race, I think she'll be very tough to beat.
John, what do you have for Bob?
Well, Bob, you know, we know Grand Slam Smile is going to be a short price in the Irish O'Brien. We're looking for something with some meat on the bones. Do you have another play for us at San Anita?
I'm going to go to the fifth race, the grass race, the starter allowance grass race. I'm going to take the outside horse, Catalina Cocktail, coming in from Arizona for John Sadler. She's hasn't won on the turf yet, but she's run some decent races on the grass at Turf Paradise. I don't think this is the strongest field for this level, so I think she can get the job done under Hector Berrios. So number six, Catalina Cocktail in race five.
All right, fifth race. That's the sixth, Catalina Cocktail for Bob Mazursky. Thank you, Bob. We'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks. Good luck today.
Okay, that was Bob Mazursky. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Good morning. How you doing, Bruce?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
Doing well. Looking forward to today's racing from all around the country. Hey, Bruce, some news came out, and I was really caught by surprise. Trainer Tom Amos announced he is going to retire. This is a guy who's got over 4,000 wins and $132 million in career earnings, started his career in the late 1980s. I don't know about you, but this one caught me by surprise.
Yeah, I mean, he's still on the top of his game. It's not like he doesn't have horses, and his win percentage is up there, but I'll tell you one thing. He is outstanding on television, on the Fox show. He's one of the best commentators there is. So maybe he fell in love with, you know, that side of it. But, yeah, you're right. It wasn't like he was on the wrong side of his career at this point.
No, for sure. Hey, Bruce, we always get two plays from you. I'll let John Lindo jump in and get the first one. Go ahead, John.
Well, Bruce, you know, we used to go out of state for the first play. I know you did some work at the fairgrounds for the Louisiana Derby card, and you've been doing some Gulfstream. Where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Let's definitely go to the fairgrounds, John. Great card today, six stakes races at the end of the day. I'm going to look at the Fairgrounds Oaks, race 11. I've always been a fan of Bella Ballerina. She's a definite use in this race, don't get me wrong. But is she a little vulnerable? Perhaps. When she won the Rachel Alexandra, don't look at the fractions. If you remember the race, she was pretty much handed the early lead, and she was life or death to win that day. I think there's more speed in this race signing on than there was that day, and I'm looking for someone maybe from off the pace to get the job done. How about the two-horse, Newton Pike? She's hasn't run much. She's inexperienced. She's only run three times. In her third start, though, at Oaklawn, she was beaten a neck in the Martha Washington Stakes by Search Party. She was four. She was coming from almost dead last, 4-5 wide on the turn and into the stretch. The winner, Search Party, had the perfect trip. She cut the corner and found room. I think the best horse that day was Newton Pike. She has a big late-closing style, lightly raced and improving. I think this race could fall apart a little bit at the end. Race 11, the Fairgrounds Oaks, the two, Newton Pike at 8-1 on the morning line.
And that is Fairgrounds 11th. And, Bruce, let's come back for your second radio play. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to the eighth race at Santa Anita. This is a starter allowance race for horses that have run, what, for 25,000 in 25 and 26. I want to give another shot to the number four horse, Hawker. I thought he looked very good winning, getting back on the dirt at late November at Del Mar. And on that track, on that day, he was right up on the lead. He was right in the mix early, and he blasted off. Next time out, he ran here at Santa Anita. He ran in a tougher allowance race, not a starter allowance race. And that day, he was at the half-mile mark. He was 6.5 lengths back at the half-mile mark. That probably was why he wasn't going to compete that well. That half-mile fraction, 43-4, guys, there's only been four races where they've run faster than 44 flat. This was one of them. So that was a lightning-fast pace. Hawker wants to be closer up. I think this is a little bit easier competition. He's been given a break since that last kind of clunker. Let's look for a bounce back here. Race 8, the 4, Hawker at 7-2 on the morning line.
Bruce, tell us what you have available today at the website.
Full card analysis, Santa Anita, the last 6 races at Gulfstream with audio, best bets at Santa Anita with audio. Third menu item, the last 9 races of the day at Fairgrounds on Louisiana Derby Day. In those 9 races, 6 stakes races, all at betonbruce.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Bruce, and we'll talk again next week. All right, that was Bruce Finkelstein. Now let's go ahead and take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Scott Shapiro, he's going to preview the Louisiana Derby for us. You are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Attention fried chicken lovers! Santa Anita invites you to the ultimate foodie experience at our Fried Chicken Trackside event curated by Smorgasburg. Come out today for a finger-licking good time as we bring together the best fried chicken vendors, great drinks, and world-class racing. And of course, our wagering menu brings together some exciting possibilities with our low takeout bets and our big fields. Terrific low takeout wagers today include 2 pick 4s, 2 pick 5s, a $3 late pick 3, the ever popular coast to coast pick 5, and the $5 late daily double. One of my best bets today comes in race number 7. I love number 1, Grand Slam Smile. She drops from that big grade 2, and this fan favorite wind machine will be taking her picture after the races. You can get all the details on the fried chicken event and all the world-class racing at SantaAnita.com.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. Betonbruce.com.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, how about some news from our friends at Legacy Ranch?
Right, breeding season is underway, but one announcement from Legacy Ranch, Tamarando, who was scheduled to start his first season of stud at Legacy Ranch in 2026, is dealing with a physical condition right now. He is at UC Davis. He will miss this year's breeding season, so we want to wish best of luck for a speedy recovery for Tamarando, and hopefully he will be back to stand stud next year, 2027. You can still get to the stallions at Legacy Ranch on Clubhouse Ride, and the first crop of Forbidden Kingdom is on the ground, too, and they look good. You can contact Terry Knight at 510-928-4980. Get your mare booked and get ready to go for this breeding season.
John Hardoon, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
Really good, John. Looking forward to the day, and we wanted you to preview one of the big races, the Jeff Ruby Stakes, I guess is what it would really be, at Turfway Park. It goes as race number 12, and your thoughts, John, on the race?
Well, I really like the number two horse in here, Full Effort. First of all, it's a full field of 12 with no late scratches, so no one's going to really be a big favorite in there. Number two, Full Effort, is listed at 7-2 on the morning line. I urge you to go back and watch his replay of his last race. He was breaking from the 10 post. It was a mile and a 16th race. He ran like a mile and a half. He was wide and wider. Gets a rider switch today. First time Irad Ortiz is going to climb aboard in a while. The last time he rode this horse, he won. He's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. Number two, Full Effort, wins this year's Jeff Ruby Stakes.
John Lindo, we always get two plays from Mr. Hardoon, so why don't you get the first one? And he was busy today.
Yeah, before I get the first play, John, what did you, with the racing at Turfway, the stuff at Fairgrounds with the Louisiana Derby, all the tracks you regularly cover, what is the menu for johnhardoon.com today?
I just have the standard four tracks that I always do, Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oaklawn, and Santa Anita. I did the other stake races for some radio shows that I do, and that's it. That's what I did.
Oh. Okay, well, now that we know what's on the list, where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Okay, so let's go to Aqueduct and look at race number 9, 7 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 4 horse in here, Lots of Trouble. This is a 5-year-old gelding who was claimed back on March 12th by trainer Ilke Kanemasi. And this barn has really started heating up. He brings his horse back on a short layoff. Rider switch today to Manny Franco, 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 4, Lots of Trouble, to win today's 9th and final out at Aqueduct.
And, John, I'll come back and get your second radio play today.
Okay, so we're going to go to Fairgrounds. And, again, I handicapped a couple of races there. And I looked at the 10th race today, which is a mile and eighth on the turf. And this is a terrific betting race here. The big favorite in the race will be Program Trading and Loganos. Loganos is certainly the better of the two short-priced horses. But I like a price horse here. I love the number 1 horse, Chasing the Crown, 7-year-old from the Mike Maker barn. This horse goes back on Lasix today. He's listed at a ridiculous 12-1 on the morning line. I like number 1, Chasing the Crown, to upset and win the 10th race today out at Fairgrounds.
And tell us again, John, what's available today through the Rags and Sheets on the website?
JONHARDOON.com. Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Oaklawn, Santa Anita, and Aqueduct Selections, and they are off the turf today at Gulfstream Park.
Very good. Thank you, John. Good luck today. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right. That was John Hardoon, and we've got a little extra time today with our man, Scott Shapiro. Good morning, Shapper.
Uh-oh. Four people out there get more
time. I know. You step up and, you know, let's get it done. You were busy and starting early, so tell us, first of all, about the stuff you had up on X or Twitter today.
Yeah, I've talked about the spaces I did at 9 a.m., the Shappy Hours. A lot of focus on the Turfway Park. I think more content was done in the fairgrounds races. Had a guy on that follows Turfway very closely in C.C. Brodius of the Auxiliary Day podcast. We talked through that all six stakes races there. So still available, you know, way in advance still when the first of them kicks off. And you can listen to the recording at ScottChap 34 on X. And I have some blogs on just about everything, it seems like. Santa Anita, fairgrounds, and Turfway, I guess. So maybe not as many as Hardoon, so.
Well, you're right there, though. Hey, Shapper, wanted you to look at the Louisiana Derby, the 12th at Fairgrounds, and that'll go about 3:42 Pacific time, and you can take a little bit of time and go through this in depth if you want. It's the mile and 3/16th prep race before the Kentucky Derby. Good full field. How do you see the race, Shapper?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of an underwhelming edition of this race, which is usually pretty heavily dependent upon the Risen Star, which has been the best prep or, you know, amongst them most of the recent years. Last year was a little down, and this year the whole crop, I think, was down a little bit there. And I don't think this is a race that is very likely to produce a Kentucky Derby winner or even, you know, a runner-up type situation, with the exception of one horse who has obviously a limited, unlimited upside. It's number 9, Emerging Market. He's 6-1 on the morning line. He's going to go off favorite, I think, pretty much guaranteed. So kind of a miss there on the line, but is what it is. But Emerging Market won his debut by 3/4 of a length. He's 13.5 lengths back to third for the horse that came back to win yesterday. But he ran a big number that day, as did the runner-up Power Shift. However, Power Shift came back in the Tampa Bay Derby and was poor. You know, you could say he regressed. He, you know, it wasn't a perfect trip, but he was generally poor. So you have to ask yourself, you know, this is a big step up for this horse. It's likely to be favored, but just such a high ceiling. Outside, mile and 3/16 now is a lot to ask, but he has the highest ceiling in the field. And then you have kind of the opposite approach with Kip Honcho, who we kind of know who he is. Got run down in the final strides last time by another Chad Brown runner in Paladin, more about a proven commodity that's one of the favorites for the Derby. But Kip Honcho made a loose lead that day with the blinkers coming off. I think he makes a loose lead again today with Louis Saez back aboard. Even if he sits second or gets a little pressure from maybe a horse like Blacksmith or Pavlovian, some of the West Coast imports, I think he's going to be the horse to beat in here. Emerging Market, the upside. Golden Tempo won the LeCompte, and he comes in off a third in the Risen Star, which I spoke about, adding the blinkers. I'm a little bit dubious of his chances, and I think it's a bettable race if this horse gets bet equally to Chip Honcho and or Emerging Market, because I think those two have a significantly better chance.
John Lindo, what do you have for Mr. Shapiro?
Well, in addition to what Scott's been doing and posting on X, you know, over at ExpressBet, he's got best plays for Santa Anita. He's got Exactathon plays at both Jeff Ruby Stakes Day at Turfway and the Louisiana Derby card. So, Scott, you've been a busy guy. There's got to be a race that you like with some value that you can give us on the radio today.
Hope so, or all the work is for naught. No, just kidding. Thanks, John. Yeah, let's go to the Kentucky Cup Classic at Turfway, which is race 10 on that card. It's a grade 3. It's for the older horses, a very competitive race year in and year out. And I like number 1, Honor Marie, a horse that some of the listeners may be familiar with because he ran in the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont, and the Travers as a 3-year-old. And really never kind of, you know, didn't pick up his feet much in those races, obviously against strong competition. Last year was kind of a dud for him for trainer Whit Beckman. But his last effort in the Dust Commander, it seems like he figured out the all-weather surface. He finished full run that day. I think it sets him up here for a good trip, should be an honest case. He should be kind of towards the back, but hopefully gets to save ground throughout. So I like number one, Honor Marie, in race 10 at Turfway, the Kentucky Cup Classic.
And Schaper, give everyone out there, the listeners, let's get your Twitter or X handle as well.
Yes, at Scott Schaff 34, and all that content that John was kind enough to mention, as well as the audio recording of that Spaces, is up there as well. So really appreciate the love, and have a great day, guys.
Good job, my friend. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, John, we got a minute here, so let's talk about DRF products, and we talk about it all the time with the formulator, the Timeform US pace figures. It's really a valuable thing. John, tell us about it.
Well, we saw all those products in full use at the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas last weekend, and you can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Fast Performances with one of the best in-class products. You now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. You can access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. You can go to DRF.com and try them out. And Bob, the gentleman that handles a lot of that for the clients at DRF, Lonnie Goldfeder, he was in the tournament. He finished 21st, and he also finished second in the silver, the Sunday silver tournament, the free tournament in the morning. He picked up about $37,000 out there. Not bad for a guy handling your clients out there at DRF. Way to go, Lonnie.
Yeah, not bad. Not a bad advertisement for your product as well. Good job, Lonnie. We're going to take our final timeout. When we come back, it's Toby Callett from South Florida, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are two of our biggest races for three-year-olds, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks on Saturday, March 28th, and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby on Sunday, March 29th. Kindergarten winner Beautiful was the top qualifier to the Grade 1 Oaks. Can she win our biggest race for fillies? Meanwhile, Winter Derby winner Dudok Cartel continues to shine. He heads the El Primero final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. The total pick six pool was over 82,000 on March 8th. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss our graded stakes finals at Los Alamitos.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Just want to reiterate, first post today at Santa Anita has been moved back 10 minutes. So it's 1:10 p.m. first post today at Santa Anita. And John, if the listeners can't be out there live, give us some simulcast options, please.
Well, coming up at the top of the hour, the paddock on 5th down here in San Diego, 868 5th Avenue, they'll be open for business. You've got the OC Tavern in San Clemente at 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. Obviously, Los Alamitos is up during the daytime. They've got the live card tonight. And your favorite haunting grounds, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, they're waiting for us already.
All right, John, thank you very much. Let's bring in Toby Callett from South Florida. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. Give us conditions. John Hardoon had mentioned off the turf today at Gulfstream Park.
Yeah, we're fast. That's F-A-S-T, fast, and off the turf. We did have rains during the course of the week. It always makes me scratch my head knowing that there's an exotic drainage system on the turf course. The main track can be fast, but they're off turf. But such be the case, and we're going to make do because races 8 and 9 are orders from headquarters races, and I'm actually a little excited about the 8th race, even though it is on the Crepetta surface.
Well, 10, let's go to it. Yeah, go ahead, Toby.
Number 10, Ottawa, is a purchase out of a sale in November by Gary Barber, Mark Cathy trained. This is from a dispersal of the late Aga Khan's. She beat up on the boys at Dundalk on a synthetic surface, beat 13 of them that evening. She's on Lasix for the first time. But what I like best is that race was contested around left-handed turns. So it's just what she'll encounter here. Also, she ran wide throughout, so the wide post isn't going to bother me as well. Javier Castellano takes the call, big rider upgrade, single in your coast-to-coast pick 5, 8-1 on the morning line. Take half of it right now and bet with reckless abandon. Race 9, got one off my horses to watch list. Number 4, Tashidi, however you pronounce it, we'll use him along with the 8 to the east side, the 9, Big Paradise, and the 6, Zaido. Zaido and Tashidi are uncoupled barn mates from the Jose Castro barn. Always pay attention when a trainer has 2. So it's 4, 8, 9, 6 to pick up all the sticks on our end of the coast-to-coast.
Toby, an 8-1 single and a 12-1 top pick for the 9th. That works, my friend. First leg of the coast-to-coast is Gulfstream Park 8, and that goes at 1:23 Pacific time. Thanks for your help, Toby.
My pleasure, Bob. Be well.
Talk to you next week. Final stop, Michael Rona. He's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, we need to start with some sad news, unfortunately, and the outstanding horse Jericho, who I think was last seen in the Champion of Champions running second back in December. Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, but he had to be euthanized, complications from an infection, and that news came out on X late last night. So very sad news on Jericho.
Yes, he was a personal favorite of mine, a wonderful racehorse who's put up so many memorable performances. He had a flashing second-place finish at the end of his two-year-old season in the 2 million futurity. That was back in 2022. He won the Grade 1 Super Derby in 2023, qualifying for the Champion of Champions, in which he was a very unlucky fourth. He was a Grade 1 winner in 2024 as a four-year-old, and as you correctly just mentioned, Bob, in his final race 3 months ago, was beaten a nose in the Champion of Champions. I tell you, some of Jericho's best performances were in defeat. They were astonishing efforts, producing powerhouse bursts after early trouble, and he was unlucky not to have won even more races. And I'm quite shocked and saddened that he has succumbed to complications from an infection. He had just turned six, and he still had potential going into this season. So it's probably timely. Good for the soul that tonight at Los Alamitos is the unveiling of the new crop of two-year-olds, because we need some exciting new horses to be excited about.
Yeah, talk to us about that, Michael. The two-year-olds get underway tonight at Los Al.
Yeah, there are four races across the late pick four, all at 220 yards. Some really well-bred youngsters who put in some good morning gate works in the fifth race, the first of those two-year-old races. Number four, Checkberry Delight, is out of the kindergarten futurity winner of 2012. And number five, Getting Higher, is out of the Governor's Cup futurity winner of 5 years ago. They're both beautifully bred and have impressed in the morning, particularly to my eye, number four, Checkberry Delight. The sixth race features a full brother to last year's kindergarten winner, Beautiful, a great colt named Butter It Again, Kev. That's number five in the sixth race. The seventh race, the favourite is number three, Call Me Soft. Very, very impressive in a morning drill, the trainer Jose Flores. And in race eight, there's a horse heading the market called College Boy, number five, whose dam is a former track record holder at Los Al for this 220-yard distance. And College Boy is from the first crop of Golden Boy, who won the 2021 Edberg Million Futurity, was a Grade 2 Derby winner in 2022. Golden Boy was a two-time AQHA champion colt. He has several horses sprinkled across these races tonight. And out of state, he's already hit the ground running as a first-season sire with a handful of winners. So I'm excited to set eyes on the first progeny locally of Golden Boy in tonight's races for the two-year-olds.
John Lindo, we need a post time and a pick. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, I know that the post time is 6:10 p.m. at Los Alamitos tonight. And before I get a pick, just want to make sure everyone knows, if you want to see those workouts yourself, you can go to losalamitos.com. They do show those two-year-old workouts. It's a great handicapping tool. You can go in, or you can listen to Michael Rohn. He's pretty good at watching them, too. So either way, you're covered. And let's get a radio play from you tonight, Michael.
Thanks, John. Yeah, and we'll be playing all of those gate works across the night. So you can tune into the simulcast signal from Los Al. But online, losalamitos.com, you'll find them if you click the nighttime quarter horse page. And then down the right-hand column, you'll see a blue tab you can click on for those gate works for free. My pick, I just want to get away from some of the more obvious eye-popping morning drills and try to find something a little more hidden. Race eight for me, number four, Error Free at 9-2. A son of a multiple graded stakes winner, Classic Sassy Chick, was forced inward badly at the start of his morning drill. Not his fault, and I liked his stride late in that workout. The time looks slow on paper, but I think this horse has more to offer and is decent odds. So number four in race eight, Error Free, worth a shot.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great night. We'll talk next week. Thank you to Christian and Elliot Inside, John Lindo for co-hosting. Mike Willman, he's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. And stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Good luck today. Cash some tickets. We'll see you again next Saturday.